Xbox. Good morning and welcome to this different land that we call Book Picks on WAMC. We do it each and every Tuesday. And we are thrilled because we welcome bookstores from our family of independents who dispense terrific advice on books to pick up and enjoy. This morning, the folks from the Chatham Bookstore join us to present a fine list for these early days of fall. We welcome Diane Ortman and Carrie Knudsen to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
A delight to have you both here. Where would you like to begin?
Well, I'm starting with a book that's been out for a while. It's called The Martian by Andy Weir.
Oh, sure.
And I wanted to bring it because in October, Matt Damon right. is starring in the movie.
Right. Is that this Friday? This Friday?
I thought it was mid-October, but
okay,
it could be.
You could
be,
very well be right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've seen ads on I don't know. Okay.
Right. So I picked it up for that reason, and once I picked it up, I couldn't put it down. It is a great read. It's about Mark Watney, who's an astronaut on a mission to Mars, and he accidentally gets left behind for dead. He is on the mission because he's a botanist and an engineer, and he's the fixer of the crew. So if anyone can figure out how to survive on Mars, it would be a botanist and an engineer. He's left behind with the HAB, which is short for the habitat that they take there but gets left behind. And it's only made for short-term living, so he basically has to figure out how to grow food, make water, and he's also trying to figure out how to let Earth know he's alive, and if he can't do that, how he can survive for 4 years when he knows the next mission is coming back. It's suspenseful. It's a page turner. And one thing I really love about it is that the narrator is very funny. he's writing in a journal all of his actions that he's doing, and he has a very macabre sense of humor, and it just really makes the pace go really quickly. And I really think everybody should read it before the movie and be able to compare.
The Martian by Andy Weir, and it does open Friday, actually.
Oh, it does?
Yeah,
oh,
I just
great.
Checked.
Okay.
So in our region, it opens Friday, but it's The Martian by Andy Weir and out from Random House. Okay, next.
Next, I have The Shift, One Nurse, 12 Hours, Four Patients' Lives by Teresa Brown. And this book chronicles exactly what the title says. It's written by a nurse who talks about one shift on a cancer ward where she works and her four patients. And what I liked about this book is we have a lot of nonfiction written by doctors. Like this year we have Being Mortal by Atul Gawande, and now we have Black Man in White Coat. And they tend to be very global and take on kind of these macro issues of healthcare. But this is really, really micro, and you get to see the details of how a nurse tackles the many, many issues that she comes across over the day on a cancer ward, which is pretty, you know, intense, you know, stuff. And also the little things in healthcare that can absolutely probably drive you crazy if you're a nurse, like all the silly things that you have to do. Some things that really stayed with me was, you know, before when nurses hand off, change shift and hand off patients, they would meet face to face and talk about it. But now the prior nurse records into a machine her findings of the patient and then hands the machine off to the new nurse, and then she listens to it. And, you know, administratively it probably makes sense, but in terms of helping sick patients, you know, there's something maybe lost there. And also the fact that they don't get paid for lunch, I find outrageous. Nurses have to take 30 minutes unpaid lunch, which is just crazy.
It does seem Crazy, doesn't it? I talked to her yesterday. The interview hasn't aired yet. It'll air in a few.
In
a few weeks.
Oh, great.
But it'll air when the fun drive's over. So that's up to you people.
We're on it.
WAMC.org if you would like to expedite and have Teresa on. But anyway, I was talking to her yesterday, and one of the things that I found interesting was that the tension between doctors and nurses really fascinating.
Well, just that some doctors will only let other doctors address them by their first name. Like, there's still this, you know, hierarchy of, it's just, it's so antiquated and just wrong.
And she pointed out, and as you'll hear in the interview, that she chose this day, but there's days that are a lot worse. But this was a fairly typical day.
Yeah.
And that's really something.
Yeah, that's interesting, because that you do get the sense, like, there was nothing monumental happening, but it was all really important.
Life and death.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. The name of the book is The Shift, One Nurse, 12 Hours, Four Patients' Lives by Teresa Brown. It is published by Algonquin Books.
And just one more interesting thing about her. She was an English teacher at Tufts, and she also does opinion pages for the New York Times, so she knows how to tell a story.
That's right.
Yeah. Next?
Yes.
Okay. 1001 Walks You Must Take Before You Die. It's edited by Barry Stone. I brought it with me. It is a fabulous, beautiful book. And if anyone dreams of traveling the way I do, then you really have to get this book. It's broken out into five different categories: overland, urban, mountain, heritage, coastal, and shoreline. And then there's an index of walks by country, and an index of walks by distance. It's about 1,000 pages, and you could spend hours just looking at the beautiful pictures and just wanting to be in every single place they talk about. It would be a great gift also.
It is 1001 Walks You Must Take Before You Die. Barry Stone is the editor, and it's out by Rizzoli. Next.
So the last book I'm going to talk about is Hannah Arendt, A Life in Dark Times by Ann Heller. And Hannah Arendt was a German political theorist. She later became a naturalized American. She was most famous for her work, Eichmann in Jerusalem, A Report on the Banality of Evil. And what most people know about her, what I knew about her, was the backlash that she received because of that report, after she reported on Eichmann's trial, and how she was ostracized from parts of the Jewish community, and she lost a lot of friends and relationships suffered. But she's an absolute brilliant thinker, and this is a biography. It's really informative. It's succinct. It's just really incredibly well written, and it was interesting to learn about her life before Eichmann in Jerusalem, because most people really only know of her after that and because of that. But she was, you know, she ran for her life from the Nazis also. She escaped Germany barely. She escaped Paris barely, made it to America, became this great thinker, and then had this battle of writing what she believed to be true, but having friends and colleagues kind of turn away from her. So it was great. And also, Ann Heller, who's the author, she lives part-time in Old Chatham.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and she's coming to the store on October 10th from 5 to 7. That's a Saturday. And she's doing an author reading and a Q&A with Thomas Chulak, who's the co-owner of the bookstore. And I think it's going to be fascinating. So join us, please, for that.
The name of the book is Hannah Arendt, A Life in Dark Times by Ann Heller. And you can find out more about the event by going to the Chatham Bookstore and to their website. And we'll give you all that information at the end of the segment. All right, next up.
So I'm going to take over now for Diane. This is Carrie Knutson. I also work at the bookstore, and I spend a lot of time in the children's section because I have a 6-year-old and a 3-year-old. So I'm going to review a book, a children's book today called I'm New Here by Anne Sibley O'Brien. And it's a rhythmic, simple, beautiful picture book about three immigrant students who are new to the United States. The illustrations are stark and yet vivid. There's blocks of color and shape creating movement and connection on each page. As the children in the story kind of get used to life in the United States in school. The author uses uncomplicated language to set up a structure of the three common stories being told simultaneously throughout the book. So they visit with one child and then another and then another. But she also uses some really exquisite metaphors that can easily be appreciated by an elementary-aged audience. An example of this is when one girl character in the story says of her old home that our voices flowed like water and flew between us like birds. And then in her new school, she encounters challenges and narrates, here there are new words. The sounds are strange to my ears. One day I try new words. They do not flow or fly freely, but someone understands. And I just love the way that O'Brien is capturing really simply but eloquently the courage it takes for anyone new to a culture and a language to take that first step towards being understood. And she speaks from a place of personal experience. She knows it firsthand as she immigrated to South Korea from the United States as a 7-year-old. So she can empathize with her characters, though, from a reverse perspective. And while her family moved willingly, in the author's note at the end of the book, O'Brien writes about the many families and children currently who find themselves living in our country as they flee a homeland of upheaval. And she goes on to suggest classmates, teachers, and neighbors can assist these new Americans through these transitions by offering smiles, encouraging words, patience, and kind gestures, and by listening to their stories. And I think the value placed on personal experience and stories as a way of sharing and connecting is really important. And she also recommends the website of an organization which she co-founded. It's imyourneighborbooks.org, which is a resource of children's books and reading projects that build bridges between new arrivals and long-term communities. We were particularly taken to this book because of the news of late about the Syrians looking for new homes and new lives as their country experiences a great deal of challenge. And so I think it's just a very timely book, especially with school starting and many people experiencing school for the first time, too.
The name of the book is I'm New Here by Anne Sibley O'Brien. We have 1 minute.
Okay.
You have another book?
I do. I can do it really quickly. It's The Sleeper and the Spindle by Neil Gaiman, who's a very familiar author to many. This is one of his kind of adolescent-geared books. It's a fairy tale retold in really in-depth, somewhat gothic illustrations by Chris Riddell. He kind of weaves a bunch of different fairy tales together and puts a new modern and feminist spin on them, which is kind of nice to see that fairy tales are getting rehashed. I think there was this period of time where they were ignored, but I think they have a lot of really good lessons about loss and the negative parts of life.
Well, all good stuff. You can find out more information on the Chatham Bookstore in Chatham, New York. You can visit them at 27 Main Street in Chatham. Diane Ortman and Carrie Knutson, thank you very much for being with us. And again, 27 Main Street in Chatham. The event with Hannah Arendt is?
October 10th, 5 to 7.
And Joe, we also have one on the 17th for a children's book that I forgot to mention. I apologize.
Which
it's
is?
11 o'clock on Saturday, October 17th. It's Bitsy the Heaviest Butterfly and Raff the Tenderest Reed, which is just a really sweet book, and we'll do a read aloud for kids.
That's great. And you can find out more information at the website, ChathamBookstore.com.
Yep.
ChathamBookstore.com. We post, they post the list, we post the list, everybody posts the list, and you can find out about these great books.
Right. Well, we're also on Facebook, too.
Oh, Facebook as well.
Facebook.
Oh, yes, like them. For goodness sakes, what's not to like? Diane and Carrie, thank you very much.
Thank you, Joe.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.